Good morning. This is Wednesday in the second week of Easter. Actually, the date is April 22nd, Earth Day. Do you remember your first Earth Day? I remember it. I believe it was 1970. I was a sophomore in college. I can't say that we did a whole lot for the Earth, but we had a really good party that day for Earth Day. But I want to read to you the scripture for today, the gospel actually appointed for this Wednesday in the second week of Easter. It reads like this. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who does what is true comes to the light, that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been wrought in God. Let's begin with prayer. Lord, it seems like we've been in this thing forever, and yet it's not been forever. Help us to learn how to live one day at a time, where today is the most important thing that we could possibly imagine, that we don't get tied up with things of the past and we don't worry about things of the future, but we simply deal with what's presented to us today. And in today's presentation, help us to find you, because you are the present in the presentation. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. It's interesting, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You know, for me, this time of the year is really interesting. I'll be up front with you. Tomorrow, April 23rd, is the 29th anniversary of me quitting drinking. 29 years. I was thinking about that. What was going on 29 years ago? I mean, I quit drinking. My life changed. I was actually in another marriage. My life was dramatically different. I probably looked a little bit different. 29 years is a long time. I remember that it was in the time when the first Gulf War was surrounding things. Hadn't been long. I remember that sense of almost euphoria of when I finally quit drinking and knew I got into recovery, of feeling freed from something that used to, although I have to admit I enjoyed it, something that didn't always lead me to, in a sense, joy. Isn't it funny how things are? You can enjoy things, but they don't lead you to joy. It's because they aren't things that are eternal. Joy is eternal. But sometimes when we enjoy things, they're like the deeds that are said in the scripture that men desire darkness more than they do light. It's with that thought that I want to really look at these scriptures. Because the scriptures begin by saying, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed. You know, it's interesting for me, because when you don't believe, when you don't have hope, when you don't love, when you don't have faith, and then express that faith, then in a sense, you're already condemned. And condemned for me can mean a lot of things, but condemned for me actually is when I feel like I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I can't get out. I can't move forward. I can't get behind. I can't do it. There's no freedom. I was told years ago that the person who is the most happy person is the person with the most options. That if you ever are in a relationship that you feel stuck in, or ever in a job that you feel stuck in, if you're ever in anything that you feel stuck in and you can't get out, odds are you're not going to be happy. But if you realize that I choose to be here today, even if it's difficult, I choose to be in this relationship, I choose to be in this job, I choose to be in this situation, then you have the ability to find that happiness and that joy, even though the environment isn't so good. I have to do that sometimes, even right now. I mean, here we are in a setting that, you know, is not exactly always free. I'm getting tired of washing my hands. I'm getting tired of, oh my God, do I have to put a mask on, or is it okay for me not to have a mask? Oh my God, that person didn't have a mask. My judgmentalism really comes out when I look over there. They touched everything. What are they doing? They're going to infect other people. And my mind goes all over, and I get stuck in there. But if I say, I choose to be in this situation that's not perfect, but I've chosen it, then somehow I choose God to be with me in that situation. And I know that I am not stuck, but rather that I can have hope. I can have faith, and I can have love. But I have to practice those things to have me really experience and actualize the fact that I live in the light, the fact that I know I'm not condemned. I had someone ask me the other day, how do you get more faith? And it was funny because the conversation that ensued from that was that the way you get more faith is to practice faith. Because the way you get more love is to give away your love. Practice your love. The way you get more hope is to practice and give away hope. And so that you live in a way, if you want faith, to where you give your faith away. That really didn't clarify the question for the person, and so I had to go into a little bit more detail on what I meant, which was really a good exercise for me, because although I really know intuitively that I'm telling the truth, I was like, well, yeah, but how does that play out practically? And what I realized more than anything else was the way that you live out faith is coming at every situation from a positive perspective. No matter what you get back, no matter what's given in return, without expectations, without setting up, well, I'm doing this to get anything, if you are positive, then you practice faith in everyday life. That you see the light in the midst of the darkness. That you see the health in the midst of the brokenness. That you see Jesus in every situation. Sometimes it's easier and sometimes it's really almost impossible. Where we have faith is where we try and practice that sense of positiveness in all things and about all things. It's where when you see someone who you love or see somebody who you don't even like, you try and draw something positive out of the experience. Where you say to yourself, I'm going to affirm the good that I believe is in them. How many of us have people in our family or in our community that we meet that may have never heard a positive word in the last few days? How many of us know that if we sort of just say something that will draw out the qualities that we know have to be in that person, actually do name those qualities to that person? You see, we've got to do that more and more in this day and age. I think we have to sort of lift up the world about us, because then we become the light. On this past Sunday, it was funny, I had one of the people come through for the Eucharist that was riding on a bike. I can honestly say I don't believe I've ever seen her before. I think she was probably just riding down Saxon and turned in and said, well, I'll have communion. She didn't understand, I don't believe, you know, what we were doing fully, the Lord's Prayer or anything, but she wanted communion, and it was fine with me. And then she said something to me as she left that said she got it. She said, this gives me a chance to practice being Jesus. Jesus was positive. Jesus saw wholeness in the midst of all the broken. Jesus was the light of the world. Jesus was filled with hope, even in the darkest of times, times that we'll never see anything that dark. Jesus was filled with a faith in his Father and in himself. Jesus was filled with love. Practice being Jesus today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That Jesus that was given to you as if you were the only individual that ever walked this earth. So give it away, because that's the way you keep it, to give it away. And have a great Wednesday in the second week of Easter. Amen.